example. I mean, subhanAllah, Allah al-Mustan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm. All right, I want to, again, I'm just going to jump to the last question now. Don't worry, this is the last one, because I know, you, again, it's late over there. But I think we need this. We definitely need this clarification. It's for our new Muslims, especially, and especially, like, you know, the Awam in general. And I come across this a lot. You know, alhamdulillah, over the past few months, we've had a few people that's embraced Islam here in Tobago. It's a combination of a few things, obviously, first and foremost, from the tawfiq of Allah. You know, and second of all, you know, I think the COVID thing has brought a lot of people closer to spirituality and religion in general. So I've had people walk up to the masjid and say, you know, I mean, we want to learn about Islam, tell us about Islam, so on and so forth. Then they come to Islam, and the problem now we have is YouTube, social media, you know, the abundance of overwhelming, you know, resources out there, most of them inauthentic, you know. So my question is, for many of these new Muslims that are attracted to these lectures that they find online from people who oppose the manhaj of the Salaf, like, you know, to call a few, Mufti Menk, Nu'man Ali Khan, Omar Suleiman, these types of people who, unfortunately, their manner of speaking, their lectures are very attractive, especially to someone who's just come to Islam. You know what I mean? And then they say things like, you know, why can't we take from these people? You know, I'm big enough to differentiate what's right from what's wrong. And sometimes I've even heard someone say that it's belittling their intellect. You know what I mean? To tell them not to listen to so and so because it's, you know, like as we say here in general, it come like, oh, you take me for a fool. You know, you feel you're telling me not to listen to so and so. What happened? I can't tell the truth. I can't listen to it and go back to the books and ask questions, you know. And, you know, and just to give a quick analogy, it's like I always tell, like I tell the brothers and I'm in the masjid, if your car break down, you're going to carry your car by the best mechanic. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to carry your car by somebody who's trying out or somebody who you feel he looking like he's doing good, but he could be causing some, you know, he don't really know what he's doing. I say, so why treat the deen any different? Why treat the deen any different, you know? So, please elaborate for us, help us out, give us some advice in closing for these type of people that listen to these type of individuals and get affected by them. Barakallahu fikum.
Well, a person has to be very cautious who they take knowledge from. You know, you had the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Innahu man ya'ish min ba'di fasayara ikhtilafan kathira, fa'alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati khulafa' ar-rashidin al-mahdiyyin, 'addu 'alayha bin nawajid wa iyyakum wa muhtathat al-umur," to the end of the hadith. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned, "Innahu man ya'ish minkum fasayara ikhtilafan kathira." It's a warning. So much so the Sahabi said, "Ya Rasulullah, yani wa'adana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mu'idatan muwajja." And the Prophet gave us a sermon that was like a farewell sermon. So we said, "Ya Rasulullah, awsina. Ya Rasulullah, please advise us." So the Sahaba, 1400 years ago, the Sahaba, they understood from that statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this is like a farewell sermon. Like he's giving us his final advice. And in that final advice, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever lives, you're going to see many differences, many calls. And that was 1400 years ago. So imagine today, many calls, people speaking eloquently, people saying that they have the letters after their name, PhD, this, that, that. People calling to different paths, people this, that, that, that. So the Prophet ﷺ warned us against that and told us what we should hold on to. Likewise, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned about the Ummah breaking it up into 73 sects. The Jews breaking up into 71, the Christians breaking up into 72, and the Ummah of Muhammad ﷺ breaking up into 73. So a person shouldn't feel safe. They shouldn't feel safe. They should ask. They should investigate. They shouldn't feel it's up to them. Yani the Prophet ﷺ has warned you of that. Our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned you of that. Even the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, during the time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were so careful about making sure that which they heard was authentic. Extremely careful. The Sahaba, the Tabi'un. And that was 1400 years ago. That was yani right after the revelation of the Quran. So how much more careful should we be today? Yani you have the hadith of Umar ibn Khattab where he called Abu Musa al-Ash'ari al-Ashari to his home. And Abu Musa al-Ashari radiallahu ta'ala came and did istiadhan, knocked 3 times, and when Umar didn't respond, he left. He left. And then Umar, being the Khalifa, said, came up to him later and said, why did you leave? He goes, because I knocked 3 times and you didn't come, so I left. That's what we learned from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar ibn Khattab said, you better bring a witness that also heard that, or I'm going to do something to you. And look how careful he is. I want to make sure this is authentic. You better bring me a witness who heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that, or I'll do something to you. And then Abu Musa al-Ashari was, you know, distressed, and he went to a gathering amongst the Sahaba, and they said, yes, send the youngest from amongst them, send like Ibn Abbas. And they went in and said, yes, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that. Yani, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Musa al-Ashari, Abdullah bin Qais, and that's his name, Abdullah bin Qais, he just wants, he's from amongst the Sahab, he just wants to make sure. And it also took place, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she heard her nephew say the hadith of Abdullah bin Amr bin As, hadith inside Bukhari, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْزِعُ هَذَا الْعِلْمِ انْتِزَاعًا مِنْ صُدُورِ الرِّجَالِ وَلَكِنَّهُ يَنْزِعُهُ بِمَوْتِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. To the end of the hadith, Allah would not take away the knowledge from the chest of the people, but Allah would take it away by the passing away of the scholars. To the end of the hadith. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha heard that hadith from her nephew. And she hadn't heard it before. And it was on Hajj. So the following year, her nephew had heard it from Abdullah bin Amr bin As on Hajj. So the following year, she told her nephew, go back to him and ask him about that hadith. I want to see if he's really memorized it. So he went back, he heard it, and he came and told his aunt. And she goes, oh, he must have heard it. Yani, she's checking to see, did that sahabi really, you know, hear? Yani, so the point is, people, the sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala, were very so cautious of knowledge, understanding, implementation. They were so cautious to ask, to investigate. So for an and why? Because the Prophet ﷺ mentioned about the differences, the ikhtilaf, and the people and the callers. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned during the latter days there would be callers. The Prophet ﷺ drew a line and said, this is the path of Allah, and these are callers, and on the head of each of these there's a caller to the hellfire. You know, and the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the 73 sects. So a person shouldn't base it on their intellect. They shouldn't base it on their understanding. A person should investigate. They should ask. They should inquire. You know, just like you mentioned the example of a doctor. You want to go to a doctor, you ask, is he good? Is he qualified? You know, have you used him before? Same thing. And when it comes to deen, it's even greater than that. Because, you know, medicine can only harm your body, but knowledge of Islam harms your soul, your spirit, your spiritual life. So people should be very, very cautious. They should be more cautious about their Islamic knowledge than their medicine, then their physical health, then their food, their drink. And we have to be extremely cautious as it relates to our Islamic knowledge and who we take it from. Like Imam Muhammad bin Sirin said, you know, إِنَّ هَذَا عِلْمُ دِينٌ فَانْدُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُ دِينَكُمْ. This knowledge is religion, so see, you know, investigate who you take your knowledge from. So may Allah Azza wa Jal guide us, guide our brothers and sisters, and may Allah Azza wa Jal make us from those who carry the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and benefit from the scholars and understand with sincerity and spread it to our families and the communities, and first and foremost implement it ourselves with sincerity. Allah knows best. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mubarak on the Nabi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira. And I appreciate you giving me the opportunity speak to you.
Ahsanallahu ilaykum, barakallahu fikum for your time and for your effort and for your, you know, as I said, I know it's very late, and by all means, it's our pleasure. It's an honor for us to have you with us. You know, as I said, you know, you're from one of our elders, and, you know, not to, you know, exaggerate the issue, but alhamdulillah for the brothers like yourself, and I mentioned like Abu Hakim and, Sheikh Hassan Somali and others who've consistently, you know, aided us in the Dawah and have consistently been upon the same thing and upon the, you know, all these years we've been involved in the Dawah. And alhamdulillah, you brothers have always been there, you know what I mean, on the sidelines. And again, it's one of the things you mentioned in this lesson here today, in this talk, always connecting us to the scholars. Always connecting us to the scholars. Major sign. Major sign of the people who are upon the haqq. The people of Salafiyya and Sunnah. So alhamdulillah, again, you know, may Allah bless you and may Allah place everything that you've taught us here today in your scale of good deeds. Allow us to benefit from what we've heard, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify the affairs of the Muslims throughout the dunya, in all of the world, help our rulers, aid our Muslim rulers everywhere that they are, and aid our imams upon Salafiyya and upon Sunnah in all the masajid throughout the, you know, the West and the East, of course. And right here in Trinidad and Tobago, we have our struggles, but alhamdulillah, Allah sends us those who aid us in the da'wah. And we really appreciate it, akhi. Jazakallah khair, ya Sheikh Mustafa. Jazakallah khair. Wafiqum, barakallah. Till next time. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hayyakum Allah.